Good morning. From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, welcome to this morning's edition of An Eye on the Sky. The hounds of winter have been loosed upon the region in the form of harsh northwest winds, whipping the localized snow accumulations, leaving surprise icy patches, as well as steady or falling temperatures. What's left of the flurries and snow showers north will give way to some stubborn clearing, more so in the valleys, and any flurries in the southern mountains giving way to mostly sunny skies. Rapidly intensifying low pressure in central Quebec and high pressure building east across the Great Lakes will create wind gusts of 40 to 50 miles per hour, potentially creating driving hazards and localized power outages. There is a wind advisory for southern Vermont, the Berkshires, and New Hampshire. The skies will clear tonight. Winds will ease off a little bit so that by Saturday morning, temperatures falling to between 5 and 15 above near record lows for the date. Sunshine will be rather ineffective for tomorrow, Veterans Day, the opening day of rifle season in Vermont. It looks like temperatures will be stuck in the 20s to near 30. The forecast? Periods of clouds north and in the southern mountains, scattered flurries and snow showers giving way to gradual clearing, becoming mostly sunny in southern valleys. Blustery and colder, temperatures steady or falling through the 20s north, upper teens in the Adirondacks, falling from the 30s to the 20s south. Mostly clear, windy, and quite cold tonight, lows near 10, cold spots in the single digits, and tomorrow, Veterans Day, sunshine, cold, upper 20s to mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Mark Breen with An Eye on the Sky.